make the sound people mad because they cut you off and then they get ready. You want to keep them satisfied if you can. Well, let's say again, I appreciate the time to come, the privilege to be here, how good God's been to us and how He's blessed us. If you're very weak and little this morning to stand, I know that you've had some great preaching already done this week through the camp meeting and then during the conference the last night. And I have to preach that God placed upon my heart and do our part. We feel like God would have us to do. In the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, very familiar scripture reading this morning. But I feel God leading our heart this way. And that's the way I feel like we must go, the way God leads us this morning. So if you will, I'd ask you to stand in reference to the reading of God's Word this morning. And I sort of want to pray and ask God to help me. It's quite lengthy scripture this morning and very familiar to you. But I feel a need to read this morning from the Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, I'm going to begin reading with verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and led captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Right.
Now if Janus and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobates concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me.
Amen.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus, I suffer persecution.
Right.
But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things that thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Lord and our God, I bow again this morning. I thank you, dear Lord, for this time. I thank you, dear Lord, again for the privilege of standing once again, Lord, behind this sacred place. I thank you, dear Lord, again for the time of another assembling, Lord, together for the church. God, that we might be able to search ourselves yet again. Oh, God, that we might be able, Lord, to perfect that faith that's within us. God, I pray again, Lord, this morning for your leadership. I pray again this morning for your touch. I ask you, dear God, to bless us and anoint us, Lord. I realize, Father, that I'm nothing without you. I pray, God, you'd help me again this morning to be a vessel of your use. I pray, God, that you'd help me, Lord, to touch me, Lord, that I might be able to declare and expound that you laid upon our heart. I realize, Lord, the times that we're here, and I've got the days that at hand, the Lord, Lord. Would you help this people this morning and help me? I've got to preach that you laid upon our heart. Give us the liberty, Lord, the unction, God, that we need. Lord, in the day and time and the hour that's here, I thank you once again, Lord, for the privilege. I thank you, Lord, that you've been touching me with this word. I pray, God, now that you'd help me. Well, God, I pray has already been prayed this morning for help from yonder's world. God, give us that we stand in need of, Lord. Let us be a vessel of your use this morning. On us will your presence manifest yourself, Lord, through your priest's word this morning, God. And then touch every heart that's here and encourage every heart that's here. And God, we'll praise you and honor you for that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you for the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. I thank you, Lord, for that He's done for us. I want to preach this morning on the thought, in times like these, what to expect. In times like these, what to expect. Now, I know that these are old scripture, Father, familiar to every man, but I begin to think, as God began to deal with my heart this morning on, or like yesterday on this chapter, I remember to think what Peter said as long as he was in this tabernacle, that he would stir up those folks by ways of their remembrance. He had told them concerning the greatness of salvation and the greatness of Christianity and how that they would be made strong and how that they would be made pure through the gifts and the things of God. Again this morning, with God's help, I want to just mention some things this morning concerning what we need to be and how we need to be remembered. I believe the Bible teaches us to remember the gospel. I believe the Bible teaches us to remember one another. I believe one of the writers said that we would be saved if we remember that has been preached unto us and restored unto us, in other words. So I want you to pray for me for a little while this morning. I just try once again to deliver myself. What to expect? You know, there's been a lot of things happening in our nation and in our land, and people, I love our nation. I love our land and I love our church. And it does trouble my heart and it does concern me. But one thing it does not do to me, Brother Ralph, amen, it catches me by surprise, amen. In these days we're living in, what should the church expect? Well, we're living in days of power. We're living in days of danger. And the terrorist acts and the bombing acts should not have caught us by surprise. Because Brother Willis had mentioned that we should be looking. And the Bible teaches us to watch and to pray. Now, I'm not just putting all my faith in signs, but I do know that there's some facts in this Word of God through this gospel that lets me and you know to be aware of the days and saints.
Amen.
Amen. But it seems like everybody's just in turmoil and everybody's in perplexity. And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus said would happen in these days. And we're faced with questions that there's no answer. Again, that's what He said would happen in days like these. So what should the church expect? Amen. What should we expect except that the hand of God be upon us in a way of rest? Amen. What should we expect?
Right.
All this thing began to come to pass, and a fellow, I began to ask me, he said, "Preacher, you're not afraid?" I said, "Not a bit in this world. Am I afraid?" Well, no, I'm not scared. So see, we're living in times like these. We're living in times of a world of chaos and a world of distress, not only on the local level. I'm talking about from the church all the way to the nation, to the state, all the way throughout the world. We're living in a time of total chaos and total distress and total perplexity.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Somebody said, "Preacher, we know that. We know that." Well, I feel like again, I can stir us up once again.
Amen.
I'll say this, if we know it, we ought to act like we know it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thought about the text of 1 John chapter 3 when Brother Willis was giving the devotion this morning talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. How the Bible said, "He that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself even as he is pure." I'll tell you, I believe we need a stirring this morning. I believe we need a remembrance this morning. I believe we need a reflection this morning that the day of the Lord is at hand. And we're living in these days. And we're living in these times. And we ought to act like that instead of being professing at all times.
Amen.
Well, we're living in the days of a time when the God commandments of God are unheeded. I mean, we're living in a time when our nation has said they don't even want them anymore. What should you expect God to do?
Amen.
Can I say something this morning? I believe from the depths of my soul, Brother Charles, that we very much tied the holy hands of a holy God. We backed Him up in a corner until He has no resource but to pour out His wrath upon America that fails to heed the commandments of God. I want to say this morning, I take no pleasure in saying that.
Bless you, preacher. Right?
We backed God up in a corner and we failed to heed His commandments until He has no other alternative but to judge America. Living in a time when the commandments of God are unheeded. We're living in a time when old-time conversion is unexperienced.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm talking about old time. I'm talking about true repentance that changes a man's life. Brother Edward, my God, that when he comes up out of this altar, when he's had an experience of grace, Brother Ralph, the next time you see
and old things become new. I'm talking about salvation. But we're living in a time when it's not experienced. Amen. Because it's not needed in our world today. And we're living in a time when, oh, a time conviction is not present. And because of that, you'll never have old time conversion. Well, I'll try to be brief this morning if I can. Amen. We're living in a day when the desires of the flesh are without restraint. Amen. In other words, just anything and everything goes. Amen. No restraint. I don't even like to mention them behind the sacred stand of the pulpit. But it's time that we face the facts and quit turning our head and told that line that Brother Paul told us about.
Amen.
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 Now you may amen me when I preach it, but what about standing against it when you get home?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're in a time. Thank God when the writer said they'd not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
That's right. Don't want it anymore. It's too plain. Amen. We don't want it. I believe this gospel should be the easiest understood thing that's ever been announced to American society.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, it don't mix people up. It justifies people. It don't confuse people. It puts them on the right road. But the reason they're confused and the reason they're mixed up is because we're living in the day of apostasy. We're living in the day of deception. We're living in the day of fable.
Amen.
And they seem like better have that than to have the old time gospel of God.
Amen.
So in these days of compromise, we ought to be strong and of good courage. In these days of deception, we ought to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. In the days of apostasy, we ought to fight the good fight of faith that we might lay hold on eternal life. Jude said concerning the days of apostasy, we ought to contend for the faith.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. I want to say something right here. I believe God's people ought to be good people.
Amen.
I believe they ought to be peaceable people.
Sure.
I believe they ought to be peacemakers.
Sure.
But I believe they ought to have a boldness of a railroad track and stand against the things
Amen.
Of the devil.
Amen.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't get quiet on me. I will preach. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say there's some things that you must stand against. There's some things you must stand up. There's a time you must cry out and spare not and lift up your voice and sound the trumpet against the people that's living in sin.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, and you give us some good advice. He said, in these days, he said, I'll tell you some good advice. He said, keep yourself in love with God.
Amen.
My God. Oh, keep yourself in love with God. I like a little girl over the church about like that. Amen. She sings a song. Amen. About how she every day sweeter than the day before. And how her love just grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. And I'll tell you what. My God, it's an effort on your part to keep yourself alive with Him.
Amen. Sure, sure.
Amen. It's not that. Now, His love for us is not questionable. Oh, no. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And I ain't got time to get in all that. But it's our love for Him that's all questionable. And again, I'll say, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
But today, they're unheeded.
Amen.
And if you're unheeding them, you can't keep them. Well, I'm about to have a spell. We're living in the days of deception and apostasy and chaos. Amen. Well, no, now listen, this thing hadn't confused me a bit.
Amen.
Some of you preachers and pastors been wringing your hands and pulling your hair out and don't know what to preach to your congregation. Preach the same thing you've been preaching. You've been preaching the gospel.
Amen.
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 Amen. Same gospel you preached them when they got saved, but the same gospel will teach them through all these trials and tribulations.
Amen.
Hey, come on!
Right.
Well, we're living in a time of no separation.
Yeah. Right. Go ahead,
amen. Living in a time of no separation. But I say Jesus lived a life separate from sin.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But we're living in a time of no separation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And you prayed us a little while here this morning, I'll try to get on with this and get out. Amen. Before I get too far along, too much time. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, he said, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For whatsoever fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" Amen. Oh, my. Somebody said, "Preacher, have you ever seen the lie of double marriages and all that?" Y'all thought I'd me if you want to, but I'm preaching you Bible. I'm telling you what it is. Thank God, brother, when you go to join hand, amen, you ought to join hand with a saved person, amen. Thank God. And when you preachers join them together, there ought to be evidence enough that they are saved.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Oh, yeah, you get online with me with that, and you'll have to get in line to get after me with that. I've done had mamas and daddies all over me because of that. Amen. But I ought to tell you what, we're living in a time of no separation. Amen. Brother Leland Walter. And verse 15, he said, "And what concord hath Christ the bell? Or what thought hath that he that believeth with infidels?" Amen. Thank God. Amen. In verse 16, I said, "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idol? For ye are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among me and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Amen. I'm talking about the time of separation. I still ought to be preached from our pew.
Amen.
What fellowship? What light with darkness? What fellowship is righteousness with unrighteousness? And Christ with Baal? What fellowship is
it?
Amen. Well,
oh, thank God.
Preachers, we're in trouble, ain't we? Well, what'd you expect?
Amen.
Amen. I don't mean to be hard or mean this morning, but what do you expect?
Amen.
You preachers wringing your hand, you pastors wringing your hand, worrying about what's going on. If you studied your Bible, you'd know what to expect.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
I know I'm right. Thank you.
Yes.
Our fellowship. What is our fellowship? You see, it seems like we want to mix the fellowship with the church and the fellowship with the love together, but according to Paul, there's no fellowship there.
Amen.
But Paul said in Philippians 1 and 5, said our fellowship is in the gospel from the first day until now.
Amen.
That's the only fellowship we have. At 1 John 1 and 3, if we have fellowship in the gospel, we'll have fellowship with the Father. And if we have fellowship with the Father, 1 John 1 and 7, we'll have fellowship one with another. And you can't have fellowship one with another without fellowship with the Father. And you can't have fellowship with the Father without fellowship with the gospel.
Amen.
Everybody wants unity.
Yeah.
I do too.
Sure.
Get in line with the gospel and you'll have it.
Amen.
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 Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 9. Now, the scripture's just going to preach this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. I want to read some scripture here.
Oh,
once again, he said here, Paul said, concerning the church at Corinth, he said, "What is faithful by whom you were, God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." Amen. I know Brother Willis preached, I believe, an annual convert. Amen. That if God be for us, who can be against us? But if you'll notice that, he was for them that he had called. He was for them that he had justified. He was for them that he had sanctified. What's sanctification, preacher? Separation.
Come on.
Not a second work of grace. You're going grace and knowledge.
Right.
And you may go stronger and stronger and stronger. But when God called you, if he justified you, he sanctified you by means of separation.
Amen.
Verse 10 said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing."
Amen. Amen.
"And that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind with the same judgment."
Amen.
Now listen, "For it hath been declared unto me of you by brethren, by them which are of the house of Jairus, that there is contention among them.
Right.
Amen? Amen? Nobody don't want to hear that, do they? And I say, woe unto thee, the man that brings it about.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But I believe the Bible said, mark them that cause division.
Right.
I guess I'm a preaching my last round. Well, that's what Peter said. Peter said, I know I'm on my way out, but while I'm in this tabernacle, I'm going to stir up your mind once again. Hey, I've got contention of action. And the reason that's God's not the author of confusion, but he is the author of this gospel. And if we'll preach the same man and the same thing concerning this gospel, there'll be no contention. There'll be no strife. There'll be no animosity. There'll be no jealousy.
Amen. Sure, right.
Sure,
right. Preaching right. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I love this church.
Say on.
I love this gospel.
Say on.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm not pointing finger at nobody. But okay, it's come to Paul, you know, and he told him about all that contention. And Paul said, well, when you come tell me about it, you're going to be man enough to stand up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's right. They don't get mad at me, Brother Cummings. But I've had folks come to me and say, preacher, why don't you do something? Why don't you say something? And I will. Yeah.
Come on.
But that too scared to stand up with me.
Amen.
And I'm afraid. That's all right, sticks and stones may break my bones, but I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, and I persuadably, he's able to keep what that I have committed on just that day.
Amen.
Come on, somebody else take the blood end of it. Well, woe be unto the man that mentions it. Woe be unto the man that mentions it. They'll mark him, they'll write him off. They'll even accuse him of staring at
condition. Amen.
I'll never get this message finished. The last part's better than the first if y'all stay awake. Amen. Separation. Living in a time when separation is no longer preached, and certainly if it's not preached, it's not practiced. But you'll find in the book of Ruth, chapter 3, along about 1 and 2, you'll find where that heavenly Boaz, they're after Ruth and Naomi, come back from the land of the Moabites. And Naomi began to tell Ruth concerning Boaz. You'll find Boaz there on his threshing floor. And the Bible said he was winnowing a barley from the threshing floor. Oh, what is that? That's a way that they separated the chaff from the wheat, from the barley. And the book of Ruth, the book of Matthew, speaks about Jesus said, well, a man is in his hand, and he'll thoroughly purge his floor. Amen. And he'll put the wheat in his barn, he'll burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Hey, hey, I'm talking about the wind of God. It's what brings separation. And here we come. I'm sensitive to the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And when we don't need the Holy Ghost of God, then we have no separation.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm glad something got a hold of me one time, son.
Yeah.
My wife will shout amen in a minute. Turned me totally around.
Amen.
Amen. I wasn't even the man she married after the Holy Ghost got through with me.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, what happened, preacher? We fell in love all over again.
Oh!
How'd you do that? She got right too. And we got the same mind. We got the same thing. We got on the same gospel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't look up here and tell me two people that claim to be saved can't live together and get along in holy matrimony.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Ain't it right, but
amen.
That's good. But you see, now we've got places set aside over here for them in our church.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen.
And we've got singles meeting.
Yeah, preacher.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Right. Counsel for the divorcees.
Yeah, preacher. Amen.
Yeah, Lord.
Amen.
Y'all don't want me to get on that, do you?
Come on, I
mean, y'all saying that, but y'all really don't want me.
Stay on, preacher. Stay
Amen.
On. Stay on.
Oh, man. Amen. John 16 and 7. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come. But when I depart, I will send him unto you. And he will come. When he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. I say, blow, wind, blow. Amen. And separate unto yourself. Once again, I pursue the people. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
I found out one thing the gospel will do.
Woo!
It'll separate the society.
You're right.
I mean, it'll put people's son in their place. Or it'll put them in their place, or it'll put them gone. Amen. But it'll separate the society. I found out something else the gospel will do. You're looking for something to please your congregation. The gospel will satisfy the souls of the saints. Amen.
Amen.
Right. You preach the gospel, you got to say, a church full of saved folks, they'll be satisfied. They'll be
fed.
Then the third thing it'll do is bring salvation to the sinner.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, preacher, and I've dealt with this question for years. How come we can't get people saved? Amen. If you'd read your Bibles and open your eyes, you wouldn't have to ask yourself that question.
Right?
Yeah, because we've lost the revealing power of God to a lost and dying world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, what we need, revival. You know what?
Amen.
I mean, some of you need resurrection. Some of you need revival.
Amen.
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 Amen. Preacher, you're being mean again. I'm trying not to. I promised some of them yesterday. I'm trying not to be mean this morning. Amen. But listen, my God, this is a lively hope. This is a living hope. This is a spiritual way. This is a quickening way. Amen. And if you give me this request, set your affections upon things of earth.
Amen. Yeah.
So I believe in Psalm 85 the Bible said, "Wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may be able to rejoice in thee?"
Amen.
Now there's a lot of folks shout about everything.
Yeah.
But the psalmist said we've got to be revived that we can rejoice in thee.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Somebody said, "I ain't never shouting, I don't ever plan on shouting, and you shouting with your kids all morning. You shouting at your husband all day. You shouting about your neighbor. You shouting about living condition. You shout about the world circumstances. But why can't you get right and shout about the Lord Jesus?"
Woo!
I said we need a revival in rejoicing mode. He said rejoice evermore. I say again, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And let the joy be full. That it might remain.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
Amen. Secondly, I believe Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15 said, "Revive the contract."
Yeah.
I tell you why we don't experience revival anymore. Nobody's brokenhearted. Nobody's contrite in spirit. We have need of nothing. We've got fat and we've got safety.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all know I'm a preacher, right? Amen. And we're troubled about everything. I'm not telling you I'm not concerned. Don't you let the devil put that tag on you. But the Bible said, Paul said, if you are in trouble, said, arrest with us. Amen. For the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven. So in these days of troubles and persecution, we're at the revive of the work. Amen. According to Habakkuk 3:2, we are to revive the work in these days.
Right.
Y'all have any trouble getting anybody to do anything?
God bless you. Yeah.
I mean, some of them volunteer, but then they won't show up on the date.
Right. Right. Amen.
Revive the work in the
the midst of the year. Let me remind you people, in this general comfort, there's still work to be done. For ye are saved unto good works, which we have foreordained. And it must be a good work. Sadly, we need revival of our works.
Right?
Amen. I believe we need revival. Amen. The things in Psalm 137 and 80, he said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, wilt thou revive me?
Amen. Yeah.
You troubled?
Bless
you, Lord. Bless you. Boy, y'all surely took a tainted heart and time passed. Nobody admit to be troubled. You ain't troubled, you can't. You see, you got to be troubled to have revival.
You're right.
I want to ask you, Pastor, something. How many of you is concerned about your church? You just a preaching there Sunday after Sunday just to get along, to get along. And then you let me say something. But Charles, I'll just have to unhook here in a minute. I don't want to delay everybody. That's the little place where I stop and go in. You know, and I'll stop and go in and get me a coat and buy gas and stuff and trade that little community store there at home. Jay knows where that, and I stop in there a lot of times. It wasn't, you know, it hadn't been too long. I had three or four funerals, you know, there about the same week or two, and I stop in there and get gas. I walk in my suit of clothes. I stop in there every morning before I go to work, you know, get my eyes from the water and stuff. And they see me in my work clothes, and they know me. When I come in my suit, they know something else going on. After 2 or 3 weeks in a row, it just seemed like every week, every other day I had a funeral. I walked in there yesterday morning with my suit on, and an old girl behind the counter said, "Oh, shorty, better friend, you ain't got another funeral." And I thought, I hope not. That's what I know. I thought I wasn't coming to the place of the dead. I'm on my way down here. And I believe that. He shall strengthen that devil that remains that is ready to die.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're under the impression we don't need revival. And the reason we're under the impression we don't need revival is because we're under the impression that God won't judge sin anymore.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, fellas. I ain't through now. Y'all keep praying.
Amen.
Amen. We're in the impression that God won't judge sin. But I won't say this. God has to judge sin because He's holy. He's righteous. He's not unjust. He's dealing as equal. Therefore, He has to judge sin.
Amen.
He told Timothy that I, because the Scripture made the wise unto salvation from the beginning. I read to you what He said from day one up until now. You go back to day one. You go back to Adam and Eve. And when God judged them because they disobeyed Him. And you know what they did? God, a loving God, a merciful God, the Bible said in Genesis 3:24, He drove them from the garden.
Right.
Amen. Can your neighbor come on? Can you lose them for Abel? Amen. And the Bible said that Cain was exempt from the presence of God and dwelt in the land of Nod.
Right.
Drove him out from the presence of God.
Right.
When you go a little further, you find how it was in Noah's day.
Right.
When he destroyed them with flood, when they knew not until the waters were on them.
Right.
I'm talking about a merciful God. I'm talking about a God of love. But I'm talking about a God that has judged sin, is judging sin, and will judge sin. And America is being judged by the hand of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And when these liberal groups and these homosexuals can run around up and down the street with signs calling God bless America, that's an abomination in the sight of God. And all they're doing is keeping His hand to pull out the left of God. No decay. Liberalism. Homosexuality, abortion. Same-sex marriages.
Amen.
Sounds just like what we're living in.
Sure it is.
Well, what'd you expect?
Right.
What'd you expect God to do?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Preacher said, what'd you expect? I don't know about you, Brother Charles. Probably about the same one. I've been trembling in my shoes for America over what I'm expecting God to do.
Bless you, preacher.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. You can bend over backwards in these days to help people, and they'll just step on you and walk on you and
right. Go
on their way.
God help.
Yeah. Now, I believe the Bible says, strengthen them that are weak, you that are strong, strengthen them that are weak, but it also gives us some advice. You better not hang around too long, or you'll be right in the same shape they're in.
Well,
let's put that like that. I know I'm an extremist. I know I'm one of these white ring Bible preachers, Bible believing preachers. I know I still preach the cross and I still preach the blood and I'm still preaching separation. Amen. I know that. Oh, people say today, how many of you heard nationwide television? You know, they'll say, you know what we need to do, preacher? You know what America needs to do? America needs to get together.
Yeah.
All these religions, Brother Dunn, need to get together. You know what will happen according to this Bible when the religions of the world get together? An Antichrist religion.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, yeah. And if you deny Him, you deny the Father. And if you have not Him, you have not the Son. Amen. And if you're without faith, you're doomed to die and bust hell out of
them.
Amen. Who said you deny the Son, deny the Father? That's the way it is.
Right.
Amen. In all our ways, acknowledge Him.
Amen.
What do we ought to do? I believe we ought to acknowledge Him.
Right.
I mean, in Him we live and breathe and have our being.
Amen.
Fellow told me one time, said, I don't want nothing to do with your God. I said, you need to quit breathing His air.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I know I'm pretty frank sometimes. I've speech seemed been called rude, and I can't help that. I'm Sam Mountain boy, and I run barefooted through the cotton fields and the corn fields. Mama bread and make cornbread and pinto beans and taters. Amen.
Amen.
I've said it's a churn and churn milk till it covered made butter. Amen. I know I'm not up to date in education society, but one thing I know, Jerry Steele, I know ain't a God that comes and sent His only begotten Son, that said whosoever believes in Him, oh, should not pass but have a life to life. Amen. And at that first ain't no match good with me, but notwithstanding this, the Lord stood by me and have delivered me up to this day.
Amen. Amen. Just this thing. Hallelujah.
That word acknowledge means to be true.
Right.
It means to express appreciation.
Yeah.
It means to respond to. It means to recognize the authority of.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll acknowledge Him.
Amen.
In all our way.
Amen.
Amen. Lean not to our own understanding, but trust in Him, and He shall direct our path.
Right.
If we'll acknowledge Him.
Right.
Everybody's talking about the end. Already been mentioned here. Everybody's talking about the end, you know, and every time something happens, you know, like this, they go talking about the end. The Lord's coming, they go talking about it.
Right.
You know, somebody done said to me, Brother Dixon said, you know, in a few weeks, a few months, it'll wear off.
God help us.
Let me tell you what Peter said about it. I'm just staring you up. I'm just reminding you a few things. Peter said, 1 Peter 4 and 7, he said, for the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God.
Right.
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of him that obey not the gospel of God?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And if you want to find that out, if you want to search that, I believe Brother Green and somebody may all sin. I don't know. But if you'll go back to Ezekiel chapter 8, Ezekiel chapter 9, and you'll find right there where God started judgment because of jealousy and animosity and abomination. And He said, start in my sanctuary and start with the ancient men. And He said, start at the top.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Start at the top. You want a strong church, be a strong pastor.
Right. Amen. Amen.
I didn't say a big church, I said a strong church.
Right. Right.
And I'm not against numbers. Y'all know that, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. But I'm more for strength than I am number.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh, man. I'm going to say something. If you're outside the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're subject to the wrath of God.
Right?
Oh, yes. You're under judgment.
Yes,
I believe James said in 4 and 7.
Praise.
Stay off, Lord. He said, submit yourself to God.
Amen.
Submit yourself, therefore,
amen,
to God.
Amen.
That word submissive means a different word from acknowledgement. It means to come under the authority of.
Right.
Not recognize the authority of, but come under the authority of.
Right.
I'm glad there's one got a hold on me one day, and he led me to a place I didn't think I'd ever be, and caused me to do things I didn't think I'd ever do. And that's why I'm here today, appreciating right. you, because I submitted myself and give under to the authority.
Amen.
of the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
Of course, he went on to say, draw nigh unto God, and he'll draw nigh to you. And point out, he said, resist the devil.
Right.
And he'll flee from you.
Amen.
Amen. What should we do then, preacher? Well, I believe we're going to do what he told Timothy to do in verse 12, as I read to you tonight. He said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall act worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. In verse 14, he said, but continue.
Amen.
But continue.
Right.
And now, Paul was telling, keep doing what you've been doing. Preach the gospel in season, out of season, full of rebuke, for all long suffering in the church. Keep preaching. Preaching with the unction of the Holy Ghost. Preaching that brings repentance. Preaching that brings about conversion. That's what the church needs.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Right. And if you've got preaching that brings repentance, you'll have people that brings respect.
Right.
And if you've got people that brings respect, you'll have power that brings results.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Yeah. I know some of you done gone to the place came with. Some of you gone to the land of nod on me. Amen. But I ain't through preaching.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Holy Scriptures made me wise unto salvation. And then he went on to say, because it is all given by the inspiration of God. There's that wind again.
Right. Amen. Right.
No scriptures are in any private interpretation. This book is this Bible is a commentary of itself. You can't take one scripture and build a doctrine on it.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Ain't that what that means?
Amen.
That's exactly what that means. Preach.
Yes.
Live right. Do right. Amen. Salvation is of God.
Amen.
It ain't of the church.
No.
It ain't of the man.
You're
it's
right.
of God.
Amen.
And it's brought about by this gospel of God.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Right.
For it is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
Amen. I've heard people accuse me of not preaching the same gospel they preach.
Yeah.
You know what the gospel is, don't you? Somebody said, boy, that's good news. That's the teachings of Jesus and the apostles. There's also another definition for it. You don't hear it?
Yes.
Y'all want me to preach about 15, 20 more minutes, y'all get hungry?
Yes.
The other definition for it is anything earnestly believed or taken as a guide for action.
Amen.
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 The Bible said, well, unto them that have another gospel.
Right.
And the Bible said that they believe a lie and the damned. So your gospel, if it's not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not a gospel at all.
Right.
It's just something you're following.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
But this gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
For the Jews first and also the Greeks and everyone that believe. Amen. And then in verse 17 he said, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Right.
If you want to get a sinner lost, you reveal to him his situation through the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Right.
Preacher, you mean point them out if you have to.
Bless the Lord.
You them, Lord.
Hey. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing thrilled me no more to see a lost man in my community walk into my church on Sunday morning.
Amen.
I'd rather see him out of my membership.
Amen.
Ain't something going to stir in my innards. Ain't something going to bleed in me.
Amen.
Amen.
Salvation is that delivers from sin.
Right.
And salvation delivers you from the punishment of sin.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad Paul said that he was made sin for us, that you know sin, that we might become the righteousness of God.
Amen.
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 What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying continue. I'm saying continue. Amen. I'm saying if you've missed the mark, back up and get straightened up. Amen. If you've strayed from the narrow way, get back in the narrow way.
Amen.
I'm not give up.
Oh, no.
Amen. And I've got sad news for you. I'm not give out neither right now. I'm just fixing questions. Amen. These perilous times that Paul told Timothy about. And the day that we're living in as a church. Now, I'm astonished that so-called God's people are too ignorant to accept the fact that we're where we are.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're where we are because of what we've done. And they won't accept that.
Yeah.
Some told me one time, said, "Now, preacher, I don't see it that way." And I said, "That's because you're walking in darkness. If you walk, get out of the darkness, get in light, you see where you're going."
Amen.
Where we at? What'd you expect?
Amen.
What do you expect God to do?
Amen.
Yeah.
What do you expect God to do with sin? Just let it go? God lets you away one sin and you put him out of business.
Amen. Yes. Bless him.
What do you expect God to do? Amen.
Yes.
Well, I said, "Preacher, I'm living in sin and I'm scared. You ought to be."
Amen.
You ought to be. Somebody said, "That's mean, preacher." No, that's right.
Right.
You ought to be.
Amen.
You ought to be, because God ain't going to let you go along with it. Get down. And he's been merciful, and he's been long-suffering, and because of his mercy and his long-suffering, and because he's prolonged judgment, we thought we've got away with it. But it'll come.
You're right.
It'll come. I believe, I feel like this morning, I started saying if it'd be in order, but I feel like it, so maybe that makes it in order, to come with a song this morning.
Amen.
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 And I tell you what, if I was a preacher and a pastor, now I'm putting, y'all can judge me if you want to right now, but I got real good and clean before I got up and right over and got right here a while ago. Amen. But if I was living here, and if I was doing and there was some things wrong in my life, I'd get right.
Amen.
I would. I would. Somebody said, "Preacher, you preaching perfection?" I'm preaching striving for perfection. In other words, if you ain't wanting to, there's something wrong with you.
Amen.
I'm thinking, chalk. I appreciate you and I love you. Well, I love all of you. I do. I love the work some of you do.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together. Amen.